Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. This is a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending May 25th, 2018. The forecast for U.S. GDP growth for all of 2018 remains unchanged at 2.7%, according to the Fannie Mae Economic and Strategic Research Group, that's the ESR group, according to their May 2018 Economic and Housing Outlook, which the agency released this week. That's despite a relatively sluggish first quarter for 2018, but on the other hand, Fannie Mae dropped its forecast for 2019 economic growth to 2.3% due to a fading fiscal stimulus and a tightening labor market. First quarter 2018 economic growth slowed due to dampened consumer spending. In particular, there was a drop in motor vehicle and parts spending following the fourth quarter of 2017 surge to replace hurricane-damaged vehicles. Still, a slight pickup in consumer spending in March suggests growing momentum and sets the stage for a sizable pickup in the coming quarters with corresponding boosts to gross domestic product. The ESR group also expects the recent tax cuts and budget acts to benefit business investment and government outlays. Consumer and business confidence measures, including the Home Purchase Sentiment Index, remain at or near historic highs amid favorable labor market conditions, the report notes. Rising oil prices, on the other hand, pose a downside risk to the economic outlook, as they might negate some of the increase in disposable income from the recent tax cuts, while also putting upward pressure on inflation. Such inflation could induce a more aggressive monetary tightening timeline from the Federal Reserve. For now, however, the report continues to project two more interest rate hikes in 2018, including one in the very near future. Separately, Reuters did a poll of economists recently, and their conclusion was that there is a nearly 1 in 3 chance of the United States slipping into the recession during the next 2 years. The economists cited concerns about the long-in-the-tooth business cycle, besides rising interest rates and trade friction. The economy might be humming along now, with U.S. economic growth forecast to average 2.8%, according to the economists, but the economists are also expecting growth to be only 1.8% by 2020. That's all for this week. This has been the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read the Economy Watch column every day at those informative websites.